According to an NBC News Commonwealth Fund survey released in February 2020, 1 in 5 likely voters said they had problems paying or were unable to pay their medical bills over the last 2 years. To pay those bills, nearly half dipped into savings or retirement funds or borrowed money from family or friends. 1/3 took on credit card debt, while 7% said they raised money through crowdsourcing. In Arkansas, a campaign is underway to relieve $24 million in medical debt, a fraction of the cost. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
The Northwest Arkansas Council launched an initiative in November that offered $10,000 to remote workers who relocated to the region. Critics of the effort argued that money could be used to support residents already in Northwest Arkansas. During the debate, Reverend Sarah Milford, vicar at All Saints Episcopal Church in Bentonville, read a social media post asking what $10,000 would do for someone's family or career. As she read through the comments, Mother Sarah noticed many respondents said they would use the money to pay medical bills.
I think about student loan debt. I think about like credit card debt, but I don't really think about medical debt because that's not, you know, like little bills that add up, you know, like we pay them off over time. I don't really think about. But, you know, like we've been blessed, knock on wood, so far, not to have like a huge health crisis, something that we couldn't manage just by, you know, like using our care credit or something like that.
The post prompted her to take action. Milford first reached out to a colleague in Alabama who had led a campaign to relieve medical debt. From there, she contacted RIP Medical Debt, a nonprofit organization that locates, buys, and forgives medical debts across the country for those most in need. After RIP Medical Debt purchases debt at a discounted rate, the organization forgives the debt instead of collecting it. Executive Director Allison Sesso says they focus on people who earn less than 2 times the federal poverty level, have out-of-pocket expenses that are 5% or more of their annual income, and whose debts are greater than their assets.
The people whose debt we're trying to forgive or to relieve are the individuals that are most in need and most and least likely to be able to pay those debts. So the reason why we can get we can buy the debt off of the debt market for so inexpensively is because the debt collectors and the debt buyers know that their chances of collecting that are extremely low.
Sesso says they're trying to buy the debt directly from hospitals, but right now they buy it from debt collectors. RIP Medical Debt also buys credit data from TransUnion, which they use to decide if people are eligible for debt relief. Once the debt is relieved, the nonprofit sends a letter to the impacted individuals, letting them know their medical debt has been wiped out. Sesso says people don't have to apply to have their debt forgiven or take any steps upon receipt of that letter.
You do nothing. You just are, you have a celebration. That's it. You don't have to do anything. You just get your debt relieved and you didn't know you were going to get your debt relieved. It's like winning the lotto without buying a ticket.
Through donations, the organization has helped forgive more than $2.5 billion in medical debt since its inception in 2014. Debt, in general, is important to pay attention to, Sesso says, because it opens up credit, which is very important in the American economy. Because RIP Medical Debt can purchase debt at a discounted rate, Sesso says it allows them to leverage a loophole in the system.
Because of the fact that the way the system works, it values medical debt in a different way than other, you know, dollar for dollar matches, if you will, right? So because it's specific to medical debt and because the system allows for us to buy $100 of medical debt for $1, that means we can expand our relief to so many people. And that's really the secret sauce that we have. And that's why I would say medical debt is so important for us in terms of our focus and why people are interested in partnering with us.
Reverend Sarah Milford partnered with the nonprofit in December to organize a statewide campaign to raise $172,000 that will be used to eliminate $24 million worth of medical debt in Arkansas. Through her initial research, Mother Sarah learned RIP Medical Debt considers the state one of 7 hotspots, regions particularly burdened by overwhelming amounts of medical debt. Miller County in the southwest part of the state has $4.8 million in medical debt, the most for any county in Arkansas. Milford is hopeful this campaign will help alleviate some stress for Arkansans who've been hurt by large medical bills and collection agencies.
It's a money game, and it makes me almost sick to my stomach to think about how much money they're making and exploiting people who can't kind of like an overdraft charge, like you get charged extra for money you do not have.
Right? Mother Sarah says not everyone has been receptive to the initiative. Some have argued it would be better to pay for people's food or rent. And while Milford understands medical debt is not a priority for everybody, she has spoken to people for whom it is.
I got a call a couple of weeks ago just from a woman who was like, you know, I had this medical bill. I got a bank loan, now it's coming due and I've got to pay it off. And I was like, did they not talk to you about like settling or making payments or something like that? Like she literally went and got like a bank loan or credit line to be able to pay the medical expense. And nobody like talked her through that or tried to, you know, say, see what other options were out there.
So far, the Arkansas-based campaign has raised more than $6,300 of its goal, and Milford hopes to wrap it up in April around Easter time.
I'm just an optimist. I'm like, you know, $172,000 is a lot of money, but if we're sharing it like statewide, it's like, it's not a lot of money. You know, like give $5. If everybody could give $5, like it would be snap done.
More information about the statewide campaign is available at facebook.com/AllSaintsBVILLE. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.